Just a few days ago, I was sitting in the Adoration Chapel from one of my holy hours, and I had the window seat, my favorite seat. And so as I sat with Jesus, my eyes moved over to the green space out the window. There I observed a cardinal who came to visit me in my holy hour, and I began to wonder which of my deceased loved ones was coming to pay me a little visit. Then I saw some other birds come along, chased off the cardinal. They were up to something, I could tell. As I looked more closely at these birds out there, I noticed that they were gathering little sticks together, no doubt to build a nest. And it must have been a rather large nest because they were building, they were taking so many different little sticks with them, so many different mouths full, so many different trips. And thinking about the wood of the bird's nest in adoration, my mind turned to the cross, which is also made out of wood. And there I began to reflect that our ultimate nest, the ultimate place where we belong, where we are truly at home on this side of heaven, is the cross. There's a lovely book out there by a man named Mark Salzman. It's called Lying Awake. It tells the story of a Carmelite convent of nuns. The story tells how one of the nuns, Sister John of the Cross, would begin each day by lighting a vigil candle and praying and prayerfully facing the plain wooden cross on the wall of her tiny convent cell. Her cross had no corpus on it, the book notes, and somebody asked her why that was. She said, because I feel like I belong right there on the cross, taking Jesus's place or joining him there to help relieve his burden. Good Friday is the day that Jesus calls us to embrace the cross with him, to take up our home on the cross. It is fitting that we kiss the cross today, that we touch it with our lips, because Jesus embraced his cross, and so must we. Did he not tell us, he who wishes to be my disciple must take up his cross and follow me? There is no other way to follow Jesus but the cross. What crosses are there in your life? What cross do you need to nest in? On this side of heaven, if we're honest with ourselves, our home is the cross. We work hard. We toil long hours, often with little reward. We labor to keep the faith and pass it along and stand for what is right. We deal as gracefully as we can with the many sorrowful and chaotic circumstances that life deals out to us. We do great things for God, even though it costs us a lot. We suffer the torments that Christ told us that we would suffer. We take care of each other in sickness and in health, in joys and in sorrows, in good times and in bad. We nurse each other, take care of each other, love each other, when oftentimes we would rather just be left alone. The price of love is high. It is the cross. And we should not sugarcoat that. Love is messy. It is sacrificial. It is real. And it is heavy. And life on the cross is not easy. It is not an easy place to nest. But could it be that the necessary message of Good Friday is this, that there is nothing worthwhile without the cross? That on this side of heaven, we must take our home on the cross, because no cross means no glory. No cross means no love. No cross means no life. After all, were it not for the cross of Jesus, there would be no resurrection. The temptation, of course, is to try to resist the cross, to flee it, to run away from it. Some examples came to mind. Perhaps a young man struggles to beat his PR. Easier to quit than to put in the necessary effort to succeed. A woman is overworked and feels underappreciated. Easier to drown her sorrows with nightly doses of alcohol than to visit the chapel. A man, perhaps even a leader of a country, is upset with another. Easier to fight than to try to work it out. A woman finds herself with a child. Perhaps she thinks easier to abort than to say yes to life. A 25-year-old doesn't have a clue. Easier to play video games in the basement than to get out and find a job. We try to flee the cross. Fleeing the cross always ends in destruction and devastation, and the spiritual collateral damage is real. Better indeed to follow the words of Jesus. Take up your cross and kiss it. Bear it with love. And if you bear it with enough love, it won't even feel like the cross anymore. It will feel like home. My dear St. John Vianney said, to suffer with love is to no longer suffer. To suffer with love, to carry the cross with love, is to no longer suffer. I began this little reflection with a comment about a bird's nest that was made out of wooden sticks. And kind of noted that our home is the cross, which is also made out of sticks. But that is only our home on this side of heaven. The cross is not the destination. It is not the goal. The cross is the necessary conduit, the necessary way, not the end, never the end. Sometimes we can get caught up in the very dourness of the cross that we lose sight of the larger picture. The cross is a conduit. It is a means, a necessary means, but only a means. And to what end? To joy, to real, true, eternal lasting joy. Because our ultimate home is not made out of sticks. Our ultimate home is not the cross. The cross is how we get there, and so we kiss it today. We take it up, we embrace it, we carry it with love. But it's not the end, and it's not our true home at the end of things. Because our true, eternal home is what's on the other side of the cross. And that is eternal life with Jesus. The bird will nest itself here in its wooden nest, but then it flies high. And so it is with Jesus, and so it is with us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.